Sunday Tazayin Cheshvan, Benyom and Gun, the Issa of Nichash.
Going through these parshas of Bereshis, or parshas of Sefer Bereshis, one tends to relate to the stories of the Avos HaKadoshim, which we find it more easier to adapt to them because you know, the stories of the Avos. On the other hand, we must always remember that the Torah is not a history book, it's not a book of history facts or a book of stories. It's Torah is Miloshen Hayra, and everything that's written in the Torah is there to teach us as to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was written. What was written in the Torah was specifically set up as a to teach us that we should learn from it, we should emulate the ways of the others. And we actually see this week in this week's parasha, the coming week, Parashas Chayesara. We see Chazal point it out even more so. We know the story of Eliezer. Eliezer went on his mission to find the color for Yitzchak. And the Torah elaborates immensely on it. We see that Eliezer comes to Lavan and Bisuel, and the Torah goes through the whole parasha, the whole story. Eliezer repeats the whole story. And Chazal point this out, Rashi brings it down. So Rashi, that when he says over the story, he says, "Va'avoy hayoyim ala'ayin." Eliezer mentioned that he came today to the well. So Rashi says, we see from here, "Hayoyim yotza, siva yom basi." He came, he left today, and he came today. And apparently, it wasn't possible. Al pi regular traveler wasn't shaykh to do that. We see from here there was kvitzas aderech. So Rashi says, "Omer Abachet." Famous Chazal, Yofes Ichoson Shal Avdei Ovois Lifnei Amokim Mitayroson Shal Bonim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we see that he likes, in a sense, the Sicha, the talk of the Avodim of the Ovois, the slaves of the Ovois, more than the Torah of the children, the grandchildren. Shari Pasha Shal Liazer Kfula B'Torah. We see the Torah repeats itself. We know the whole episode. We know what happened more or less. And here we Eliezer repeats, and the whole story goes over again. However, you see some things, major halachas in the Torah, which are only beramiza. I'll just give one marshal, lamates malachas. Where do you find lamates malachas, all the lamates malachas? So we know Chazal have a drashas, melech samishkal, and so on. And we see plenty of halachas which aren't clear at all in the Torah. And here we have a whole story, Eliezer repeating himself, which we basically know. But yofa sichas shel avdavis, because this is what the Chazal are telling us, that in a sense, Parshas Bereishis, the Sefer Bereishis, all the parshas of Bereishis, the stories of the Avos with the Shvatim. Like we said before, it's a Torah is Mlashon Hayra, it's a guiding, it's an instruction book, and we have to. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to see it, emulate their ways. Torah Hagufa Halachas, the actual Halachas, that we can find our Beremiza. This Chazal have Droshes, the Yud Gimel Midas, how they work out the various Halachas in the Torah. That the Torah didn't seem necessary to elaborate on. However, on the lifestyle of the Avos and how they lived, on their thoughts, on the everything they did, all that, how they acted, that the Torah specifically elaborates on, because that way we could see how they lived and try. We know, even though we're miles away from them, but we could try now a small measure to emulate their ways. And here we come along this parasha where the Torah also stresses this, that the sikh of the Avdei Avos, the talk of the Avodim, the slaves of the Avos, was also the Torah also elaborated on it. And this pasuk itself, why is it on this pasuk? Because we see from here Eliezer was a good salesman. He was trying to sell Yitzchak, and he was trying to point out, Avdei Hayoyim, I came today. You should just know it wasn't a simple story over here. He was trying to tell Lavan and Bisuel there was clearly Yad Hashem involved over here. We see how one should, you know, in certain scenarios, that a person should, if it's necessary, he has to stress the Yad Hashem. There's other things in the parasha. There's other diyukim in the parasha, but we want to talk about something else in this story of Eliezer repeating himself, the whole story. There is something else that Rashi points out, Chazal points out, and that's what we'd like to discuss about. He carries on and he says what happened in the story. He made the request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to ask one of the girls that come out to give him a drink. And if the girl gives him a drink and all the camels, then that's a good sign that this is the suitable color for Yitzchak. So originally in this story, what happened in this story, he made this request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he saw Rivka, he ran up to Rivka, and he didn't know it was Rivka yet. And once the pasuk said, "Vayikach kilu agmalim nishtois." Once the camels finished to drink, "Vayikach ish nezem zav." Straight away, pulled out the golden rings, the golden bracelets, and he gave it to her. And only after that, "Vayoyme basmiat." Only after that, he asked, "Who are you?" Meaning, he wasn't convinced. Seems to be, he didn't know. It wasn't the right girl. Avraham made clear conditions that the girl should not be a Canaanite. Maybe this girl was a Canaanite. Maybe it wasn't one of the Avraham requested that it should be only someone from his mishpacha. How did Eliezer go ahead, give her the gold rings, give her the gold bracelets, not knowing who she was? And when Eliezer repeats himself, what happens over there? He says it the other way around. He says this story, and then I asked her, "Who are you?" Then only then he changed the order around. In the story, he gave her the rings and the bracelets, and then he asked who she is. And when he repeated the story to Lavan and Besoil, he said it the other way around. So Rashi points out this problem, and Rashi says, "Shino Aseda," he changed the order. Shairut Chila Nosan, first he gave, and then he asked who she is. Hello. Here we learn the Chachma of Eliezer. Now, one shouldn't, in certain situations, one shouldn't act, shouldn't make himself seem foolish. They shouldn't grab him on his word. As we see from this parasha, sometimes you've got to use your brain. Don't act stupid, because it sounds ridiculous. You gave it to her before you knew who she was. So therefore, Eliezer specifically changed the order. And apparently it's not a sheker, because it wasn't. He gave it. He knew that this was the right one. So, but in order that Lavan and Saul shouldn't start attacking him, what were you doing? What's going on? How did he give the gold rings before he knew who she was? So he changed the Seder. This is how Rashi explains this story. But it's not so simple. This is what we want to discuss, because the actual story, what Eliezer did over here, what did he do over here? He made the nichush. What's a nichush? There's a love in the Torah. Loi senachashu. What does loi senachashu mean? You're not allowed to work your way. You're not allowed to base yourself on signs. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it's halach and shulchan aruch. If someone says, "He was eating a piece of bread and it fell out of his mouth. Oh, I'm going to have a bad day today." Or the Gemara says, a deer crosses his path. Nowadays we talk about a black cat crossing path. Those sort of things, superstitious, is also. So loy senachash. You're not allowed to base yourself. I think the word is divination. Not that good at English, but basing yourself on signs and in a sense, not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is around the world. You're relying on a sign. You're saying, "This is a good sign. This is a bad sign." It's a love. Loi senachashu. So the question is, what's going on with this story with Eliezer of Avraham? Eliezer came to the well and he said he's going to set up a sign. If the girl goes ahead and gives me water and my camel's water, oh, that's the right girl. If it's not, if he's going to go ahead with it. So what happened to the love of Loi senachashu? So the truth is, it's the Gemara. It's a big discussion in Shain when the Gemara touches this subject. There's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadikei, a very interesting Gemara, which says as follows. The story is as follows. Rav have a ka'ozi lebei Rav Chanan chasne. Rav was going to visit his son-in-law, Rav Chanan. And apparently his son-in-law lived, wasn't around the corner, he had to go by ferry. Chazi mevra de ka'ozi lebei. He went down to the dock, and when he came to the dock, he saw the ferry was ready waiting for him. So he said, Rav said, Omar, he said, "Mevra ka'ozi lebei. If there's a ferry ready waiting for me, that's a siman that I'm going to have a good day today. It's going to be a good day today." That's what the Gemara says. So what happened? So he went, Ozal, he went, Koma Bava, he came to his son-in-law's house, Rav Chanan. Oydik bebizo de dasha. When he was standing outside, he saw in the crack of the door, Rashi explains, he could see straight through, right till the kitchen. And what did he see? Chazi chiyusa de talia. He saw there was pieces of meat on the side there, and he saw them preparing it or being cooked. He saw the pieces of meat on the kitchen counter. Taraf ababa. He knocked on the door. Nafuk asu kula al melape. Rav came. Rav was the gadol hador. I think Rashi says in Beitzu, he was a rabban shekol bnei agoyim. Rav was a rosh shiva. So the whole household came to visit, to come and welcome Rav. And not only the ones, his mishpah, his family, obviously, also tavchi. also the people working in the kitchen had some helpers in the kitchen. They also came along. The Gaboim from Rav Chanan also came along, and they were busy in the kitchen. So what happened? Now we have a problem of basosh and nisalim in ayin, because if you leave meat unattended, the halacha is, if a meat which out, without a simon is a problem of basosh and nisalim in ayin. So while Rav was standing there, the Gemara says, Namil olim Rav engim. He was always keeping a focus on those pieces of meat because no one was standing there. Everyone came out to welcome him, and the piece of meat was standing in the kitchen. He kept his eyes on it, that it shouldn't make a problem of basosh and nisalim in ayin. Omal, who so he said to them, Iku hashta safis lo yisrael of nebros. If not for me being here, it could have, if not for me standing and watching over it, there would have been a problem of giving my children of nebros, my grandchildren, his daughter's children, he was visiting his son-in-law, he would have given basosh and nisalim, and I saved the day. That's what Rav was saying. But the Gemara says, nevertheless, lo ochal Rav meho bisra. Rav didn't want to eat from that meat. So the Gemara says, why not? My time. There's no problem. He's the one who saved the day. Says the Gemara, Ela de Nachish. What does this mean? Because in fact he made a simon earlier on. He made a simon. He set a sign. He said, "Oh, the ferry came towards me." He was unhappy about it. It wasn't the correct thing, so he felt it wasn't right for him to go and eat meat that particular day. That's what the Gemara thinks in the Kasha, in this stage of the Gemara. The fact that he made the nichush, it's a problem. He held it was a problem. So the Gemara says, that's not, it can't be. Why? Va'omar Rav. Rav himself says, now listen to this. Kol nochosh she'einoy ke'eli eze eved Avram, uchi yoynison ben shol, eini nochosh. The Gemara says, any nichush, what we discussed now, setting a sign that you're going to work according to a sign, which is not equivalent to Ali Eze Eved Avram, what Ali Eze Eved Avram did, and Yonason ben Shaul, we're going to discuss that in a moment. Rashi explains, what does that mean? That Eliezer, he made the nichush and he relied totally on the nichush. He set up his sign and he said, if a girl is going to give me the drink and all my camels, then I'm going to rely on it. He was so machni, he relied on the sign. That's awesome. Rav didn't set up a sign, he said it was a sign. He didn't work accordingly. So that's not a nichush, that's not awesome. That's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara says, "Enochanami." That's why the reason why he didn't eat the meat wasn't because of nichush. Elos sudus rishus havoi. Another reason, because Rav was machmir, but Rav loy mishanim sudus rishus. Rav only ate meat at an occasion when it was a sudus mitzvah. He didn't want to eat from a regular sudus that didn't have any sudus mitzvah in it. He didn't want to eat from it. But what at the end of the day, what the Gemara is saying, that what Eliezer Eved Avram did was a case of nichush. There was a problem of nichush. Eliezer set up a sign. He's going to see with this sign who's going to be the suitable color for Yitzchak. That's a problem of nichush. And you have to do the is of nichush is like Eliezer Eved Avram. The Gemara is using an example of the is of nichush, Eliezer Eved Avram. And what's the case of Yonason ben Shaul? Before we go further, before discussing this, what's the case of Yonason ben Shaul? This is a story in Tanakh. Yonason, the son of Shaul HaMelech. There was a time that the Yidden Eretz Yisrael were fighting the Plishtim. There's a war against the Plishtim, and Yonason was in an area with him and his Noisei Kalev, him and his Gabba, his young man who was helping him. It was just the two of them, and Yonason decided they were near a Plishtim fortress or a watch post of some Plishtim soldiers, and Yonason said to his Noisei Kalev, to his Mashbat, to his Gabba, "I'm going to make a sign. We're going to go to a certain position where the Plishtim soldiers will notice us, and we'll see how their response is. If they see us and they say, tell us, stay right over there, they're going to see their Jewish soldiers. So the Plishtim will say, one of the two, either they'll say to us, stay right over there, we're going to come and pick you up and sort you out. Then we know we're not going to start up with them. But if they come and say to us, Come up here, what are you guys doing down there? Then we'll know that's a sign," says Yonason, told us his Noisei Kalev, his lad that was helping him. "That's a sign that we could attack them." He set up a sign. If they say, "Stay where you are and we'll come to you," we're not going to attack them. But if, however, they say, "Come to our place, come right over here and we'll sort you out," that's a sign that we'll be able to attack them. And that's what happened. They went to this certain position, and the Plishtim soldiers recognized them, and they said, "Come up here, So Yonason went with full force and he killed at that moment 25 Plishtim soldiers. It was apparently looks like it was like a watch post or some sort of Arutz, I don't know exactly. So again, we have Yonason ben Shaul that also set up his sign. And the Gemara seemingly is saying that there was a Nechush. So what happened with the love of Lois and Nachashu? There's a love in the Torah, Lois and Nachashu. We quoted it, Halach and Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to make a Nechush. So how could it be Eliezer and Yonason ben Shaul set up a Nechush, set up a sign, and they worked according to that sign? So the truth is, Tosis points out, has this problem. And Eliezer of Avraham is not such a severe problem. Why is it not such a problem with Eliezer? Because Eliezer, we all know, Eliezer was a Kenani. He wasn't saying... He wasn't even a Yisrael. As before Matan Torah, he wasn't a Yisrael. He came out from Chom. So Eliezer could have been a Ben Noach. Had he didn't know Ben Noach, who said a Ben Noach is not allowed to make Nechush? A Ben Noach is allowed to make Nechush. He's only mitzvah on Sheva Mitzvah Ben Noach, on the seven mitzvahs. Anything else besides the seven mitzvahs is allowed to do. But Tosis is unhappy about that. But Tosis says it's not so simple because there is a Manda Oma in Sanhedrin who says that anything that's in the parsha of Mechashif that's got to do with witchcraft. But Noach is also mitzvah. Why is that so? Because witchcraft is very intertwined with Avodah Zarah. Goy is mitzvah and Avodah Zarah. He's not allowed to serve Avodah Zarah. Witchcraft has a lot of connections. The Rambam, all the Hilchus, all the halachas of Kishuv is all mentioned in the Rambam. Hilchus Avodah Zarah. It had to do with Avodah Zarah. So there's a man that holds anything that's related to the parasha of Kishuv, a Ben Noach is mitzvah. So how could Eliezer, the Eved Avram, who's doyle or mashkim in Torah, Rabbi shall, he used to repeat over the Avram's Torah. He goes ahead, makes a nichush. How could that be? So Tosfos says, that man that holds that Ben Noach is also to make nichush. He taka didn't make nichush. The who tanes sova, the story didn't happen like it said in the parasha. Shel loy nosan lo atzmidim ad sheigide lo basmiu. Well, in the original story that we see in the parasha, what happened, what we said before, that he gave the smidim, and then he asked who she is. Says Tosfos, this man almost said that the story didn't happen like that. The story happened like Eliezer related it. Like Eliezer, like we mentioned before, Eliezer said what happened, that before he gave over the smidim, he asked who she is. Says Tosfos, that's not Nichosh, because now he knows who she is. She knew, she mentioned she's the daughter of Besuel, who comes from the right family. Fine, so now he could go ahead and give her the rings or the bracelets, whatever they were. So it states that in the original parsha that we read the story, that what happened was that Eliezer first gave the tzmidim and then asked who she is. It didn't happen like that. It couldn't be this mandama. So it states, but the Torah says it the other way around. So the Torah is not worried about it. Ein mukdum mukhem b'Torah. Ein mukdum mukhem b'Torah. We know the famous God, doesn't matter. And he says, and b'chein mukhach. Because you see how Eliezer said over the story. How did Eliezer say over the story? He mentioned it the other way around. First he said Be'eshal Oysa, and then afterwards he said Basmiya. So Tosfos is not worried about Tosfos. In other words, Tosfos is setting up for Machlokes over here. What was the story of Eliezer Eved Avraham? Did he actually give the Tzmidim before he knew who she was? And then it's a problem of Nechush. And that's what the Gemara is taking on, because the Gemara is saying that there was a Nechush going on. So it's talking about the mandama holds that Ben Noach is mitzvah nichush. Eliezer didn't do that. Chas v'shalom. Eliezer Eved Avraham is going to be over nichush. He didn't do that. So Tosfos is setting up to machlekes. That's going to be good for Eliezer. What does Tosfos say about Yonason? Yonason ben Shaul. Yonason was, the son of Shaul HaMelech, who's a big tzaddik. How could he go ahead and do nichush? So Tosfos says, how did he do nichush? So Tosfos says, it wasn't a real nichush. V'yashleim adilizaro is esnaroi. He just did it to encourage his... Now his lad that was helping him, Omar Cain. He just did it as a way to make his Nar to have confidence. Yonason himself would have gone anyway, just to make his gabba, his mashbak, whatever you want to call him, his Nar. He said this sign, but he wasn't basing himself upon the sign. It's a bit shver from the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say there was an Ichash. But according to this, according to what Tosfos is saying, comes out that it could be that Eliezer did actually do a nichush. Eliezer did do a nichush. So he says the man the Omo who holds that Ben Noach is mitzvah nichush. The story didn't happen like it says in the parasha, and it happened like Eliezer related later. But the truth of the matter is, it's a big machlokes rishayim. Did Eliezer do isu nichush or not? Was there a problem in what Eliezer did when he set up the sign and he said, "Is this the girl that's going to come up to me and tell me I could drink and all the camels drink, that should be a suitable girl. Is there a problem in that or not? Tosfos we just mentioned, hold us a problem. You're not allowed to do it. We're not allowed to do such simonim. And he has it. He was either because he was benoich, or, like Tosfos said before, like I mentioned before, he didn't rely on this. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah that you're not allowed to do it. Well, yes, it did. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to set up any signs and say, okay, I'm going to do this and this. I want to do a business deal. And if I'm going to see that this is going to happen, oh, that's a sign that the business deal is going to go through. You're not allowed to do it. Rambam says you're not allowed to. That's Isur Nichush. Lav, Malkus. That's the Rambam holds. Comes the Rabbi says, Shibushuzeh. This is a mistake. How could that be? The Rambam saying that Eliezer did the nichush, he was over nichush. How could the Lui Sadiqim did nichush? The truth is, if we go, we haven't got enough time. But the Gemara goes further and it says some Amiram also seemingly did some sorts of nichush. So the Ravid argues on the Rambam and he says how do you accuse the big Sadiqim doing nichush? Eliezer. The Ravid doesn't explain. So what did he do with the Gemara? The Gemara seemingly seems to imply like. That's what the Gemara seems to say, that Rav didn't want to eat from a piece of meat because he did Nichush. So the Gemara, no, it wasn't a Nichush because it wasn't identical, it wasn't equivalent to what Eliezer did. But the Gemara seems to be saying that what Eliezer did was a Nichush. So the Rav doesn't really explain that. This is what we just want to point out. There's two Mahalchim, how to explain the Gemara, unlike Tosfos and the Rambam. Again, Tosfos and the Rambam hold that doing a Nichush, a Simon as Eliezer did, is a Isur, is awesome. The Ravid argues. So what's the difference? We have to explain now. If what Eliezer did is permissible, so why is it different than the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, which the Halacha brings down? You're not allowed to make a simon of a black cat crossing my path. You're not allowed to do that. So why was the simon which Eliezer did is permissible? What's the difference between those two cases? So there's two Mahalchim in the Rishayim that explain it. One is the run in Chulin Chiddush Maran. So he says a very gshmak upshah. He says the Ravid and all the Chokim who disagree with Tosfos and hold this, Eliezer didn't do Isur Nichush. So why is he no Isur Nichush? He says, it depends what the Nichush is. If you go ahead and you make a sign that has no pshat, a black cat crossed my path. So that's, and we're going to have bad luck. Whoa. It's superstitious. That's superstitious. That is awesome. There's no logical explanation why, because a black cat crossed my path, I'm going to have a bad day. That is because there's been set up, whatever you want to call it, the goyim set up this maybe it's got to do with Avodah Zarah, but that is awesome. There's no logical explanation in it. However, Eliezer did a very sensible. It had sense to it. It had the pshat. What was he? He was looking for a color for Yitzchak. What was the first thing that he was looking for? Someone a girl who has good manners, who's going mechaset. So he made a very straightforward sign. It makes sense. It's not a sign that doesn't have any pshat. It has a logical explanation. He set up a sign. If the girl is going to offer me and all the gemalim, so that shows that this girl is going mechaset. That's not a sign which a Torah asked. That's not the Isur of Nichush. Nichush is making a sign which has no common sense about it. That's when Isur Nichush is applicable. And he said, what's with Yonis and Ben Shol? What happened over there? Yonison Ben Shol, we said what the story was. He made a sign. He said, if the Plishtim tell us to stay where you are, we're not going to attack them. If they say, come up and we want to check you out, then we're going to attack them. Why is that not a sign? Why is that not a sign? It says the Ram, because that also had a logical explanation. And it's Rashi and Shmuel. Rashi says that the pshat was that if they feel they could go out towards them, that means that they're not scared of Yonison Ben Shol. They're happy to leave their own boundaries. But if they say, come up towards us, that means they have a weakness. They don't feel secure to leave their premises. Oh, so then that was a simon, a logical explanation why we could attack them. That's not a problem, it's a nichush. That's what the Ran explains, and he explains the Gemara like that. That's what the Ran says. But there's a Reduk in Shmuel that has a long arichus speaking about this Gemara, when is nichush permissible, when it's not permissible. And he also argues on the Rambam. He says, how could the Rambam say, go ahead and say, Eliezer did Isur Nichush? Can't be. He's not happy with Tosfos' Torah saying that the Torah is a Mukdumuch, but Torah that Tosfos said he didn't do Nichush, he really gave the bracelets before he found out who she was. Radak's not happy with it. He explains as follows. And it's a big chiddush of the Radak, and the Ramon Shulchan Aruch brings it down to Halacha. He says it depends. He says, if you The Ramah explains the Radak. It's not the Radak is very hard to understand. I'm explaining how the Ramah explains the Radak. The Ramah explains the Radak as follows: that this nichush is if you did something in the past, you did a business deal. And you want to know if the business deal is going to be successful or not. You already did it. You made the transaction. It's yours. And you're going to make a sign, my bread fell from my mouth today. Bad business deal. It's not going to work out. That's nichush. Then you overlay sinachshon, and you could even get malchus in some cases. That you're not allowed to do. But anything which you're planning to do, says the Radak, if you want to go ahead and you're in the negotiations, you want to make a business deal, you want to make a shidduch, whatever it is, and you set up a sign, says Radak, that's not Issa Nechush. And he seems to be explaining it with a fundamental understanding, the whole Nechush. What is Nechush? Which we mentioned before, the Rambam brings it down in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that we saw before, Man D'Amar holds that Ben Doich is also Mitzvah Nechush. Because the pshat is that if it's ready done, the action's ready done. You did something already, and then you go ahead and you have a sign. You set up a sign if it's going to work out or not. That's ready. Pshat is you're putting your trust. You think that the sign is doing something for you. The sign is you're putting your emunah in signs. That's not permissible. That's ready touching on borderline of avodas kechavim. But says the Radak, if you haven't yet done something, you're on the way to do something. You just want something to encourage you to make it to go well. And you set up a sign to ensure that you should go ahead with full force and do it. So that sign, even though you might not do it, if you see the sign turns out differently, then it's not a steer. You're not believing that the sign is doing it. You haven't yet done it yet. You just want it to be mechazik. It's lashon the Radak is lechazik liboy, to strengthen your heart, to give you encouragement. Then you're allowed to do this. In other words, the Sadr Ma understands the Radak that if it's in the past, then there's a problem of nichush. But if it's in the future, you want to set up something in the future, and you want to set up a sign to know if it's right or wrong, if it's the right thing I should do or not, that's permissible. And all these cases, Eliezer ben Avraham, he was trying to find a color, he was trying to find a shidduch, it's permissible to nichush. And so too with Yonasan ben Shaul, he was debating where should I attack them or not. He set up a sign, that's permissible. If it's already been done, then it's not. Then it's also. And the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch brings down these two shittas. You're allowed to make a simon on something which hasn't yet happened. And he quotes it from the Radak. This is the Radak Shitta. Again, the Radak is it's a hard Radak. You could explain the Radak differently. This is how the Ramah explains the Radak. Says the Ramah, it's a machlokes, the Rambam. So we have a machlokes of it. What Eliezer did it, was it a permissible nechush? According to the Radak, according to the run we mentioned, it's permissible. Either because it had a logical explanation, that's the run, that's the pshat we said before. It wasn't a sign that had no pshat logically. That's why it's permissible. Or what we're saying now is from the Radak, is because it's something in the future. That's permissible to do. The Yesh Yisrim, and the Rambam holds any sort of nechush is also. I'll just finish off with the Ramah. The Ramah finishes off, even though it's a machlekes. Someone who goes with tmimus lev, he doesn't have any questions. He relies on Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's always on the safe side. I mean, the Ramah is taking the side. He's saying he brings down both shittas, and he's not machriya. It's a machlekes, but he says always you're on the safer side if you rely on Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe talk be zeicher to what the Ramah says, and we should be zeicher to chesed the same venue. We should be zeicher to be as good as tzedek. Here, Amen.